Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 77 of the InnovaBuzz podcast, the podcast designed to help smart businesses that are interested in all things innovation, content marketing, lead generation, automation and productivity become even more innovative. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about lessons from running a planning retreat. So many of you know that have been following my podcast that I've been away in Thailand helping to run a planning retreat with a bunch of other awesome business owners, and also helping the businesses that we took on that retreat develop their plans going forward for the next 12 months. And I thought it would be great to actually reflect back on the lessons I've learned from running that planning retreat. Now, before I start on that, I want to talk about the Business Systems Summit. So this is something really exciting. So the Business Systems Summit is an online two-day conference that is running on June 22nd and June 23rd. So if you go and look at businesssystemssummit.com, you'll find all the details there. This is a free event where 30 experts share their best systems, their processes, their checklists with you live online. Now, the experts include people like Dale Beaumont, people like John Jantz from Duct Tape Marketing, people like Brad Sugars from Action Coach, people like Troy Dean from WP Elevation, people like David Jennings from Systems Hub and Melbourne SEO and Video Production. So some fantastic people. And oh yes, by the way, there's another person there by the name of Jürgen Strauss. 30 people. Not just a few, 30 experts sharing their best systems and checklists. And I had the pleasure of having my interview taped yesterday for that summit, and we focused on how to construct a system and process, how to have somebody else do that. So there is absolute gold coming out of that. And I'm looking forward to interviewing a bunch of other experts as part of that event. Now, I do have a prize which involves that event later on. So stay tuned. You have to listen to the end of the episode, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, because I hope that there's a lot of value here. But you do have to listen to the end of the episode to find out what that prize will be. And I want you to take some action. So let's go on to lessons from running a planning retreat. So I spent 10 days just recently in Thailand in a place called Coconut Island, on a wonderful resort off the coast of Phuket, running this planning retreat. So we were away from the day-to-day running of the business. We had eight businesses, very tight-knit grouped. We gave them really close personal attention to their business. And the objective was to develop their plan for the next 12 months to get them to a seven-figure recurring revenue business. So a rolling 12 months, seven-figure recurring revenue. Now, that sounds quite challenging, but as we broke it down during the course of this event, all of the businesses had a very clear path to see how they could make that happen and what they needed to do to achieve that. So that was quite amazing and inspirational to come out of that. And yes, my own business was included in that. We also worked as trainers on our own business. And that was something that I will talk about in the lessons also. So lesson number one, and I may lose track of the numbers here because I've just bullet pointed them for myself. Lesson number one is planning can be fun. Many people find planning to be a chore. So they either don't do it well, they do it poorly, or they avoid it altogether. Now, that's really bad because, as we all know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So by default, you do have a plan, even though you haven't actually put in work to do one. So little do these people know how much fun planning actually is. And we had a lot of fun planning for our own businesses, and probably even more fun, I think, planning, helping other people plan for their business. So, you know, having fun in planning was really important to us in this event. And there are a lot of things that I'm going to go on to talk about that really were critical, were key to us having fun on that. The second learning was the importance of getting away from the day-to-day running of your business in order to get some really quality time to do planning. And that includes the importance of the environment. So getting away from the grind of running your business every day makes it easy to focus on working on the business, and in our case on planning for this massive growth that I mentioned in the next 12 months. So not getting interrupted by phone calls, not jumping on your email first thing in the morning, although I would argue that that's not really the thing you should be doing first thing in the morning, but anyway, that's another topic. The not having those interruptions was really important to allow us to focus. Now, the importance of the environment, I can't stress this enough. So what, not only were we remote and away from that day-to-day running of the business in a physical sense, but we also chose an environment that, first of all, lovely tropical island. So we were certainly spoiled. We were looked after in terms of staff waiting on our every need. But we also had a lovely, large, spacious training room with plenty of natural light. That's really important. Comfortable chairs, the opportunity to stand and move around the room. And you'll hear me say something later that will help you understand why moving around is so important. It's not just get up and be physically a little bit of active, but part of the whole planning process was moving to different spaces in the room. And then, of course, having the ability to write on wall charts. So talk to me about, if you're interested, talk to me about reusable whiteboards. We had this product that is absolutely magic, static electric whiteboards that you just put up against the wall and they stick there. And so we used a lot of those to write up our brainstorming sessions and to highlight the actions that we were going to take from our plans. The next lesson for me from this planning retreat was the power of accelerated learning. That is learning by intuitive modeling. So by applying these techniques where people learn first, as I said, by modeling intuitively from others and also by being models for others, then this allows you to compress learning times exponentially. This is different from cognitive learning where you study things, you attempt to understand something, you list it out and write out the steps involved before you actually do something and apply it. It's really a more natural way of learning. So you watch somebody else doing the task and you basically model from them until you become competent at that task and eventually you become an expert in that. So if you think about it, a young toddler learning to walk, clearly they learn by intuitive modeling. So they're watching other people, then they go and do it, they try it themselves, they fall over, they get feedback, so that didn't work, they try it again, and eventually they master the technique of walking. So the idea of accelerated learning, I think we were able to use this and teach people the structure and the process of planning that we are using that probably would take a 12-month intensive course if it were to be done with the traditional cognitive learning. So that's quite massive to me. That is a huge learning, and of course this all involves using some of the principles of NLP that I've talked about in the past. The next lesson that I took away here, and it's not something that I learned for the first time here, it was highlighted for me again, and that is you learn what you teach. If you want to learn something and get to know it better, teach it. It's as simple as that. So I spent a lot of time in this workshop helping other businesses, in particular with their digital marketing, with some support around getting their computers working as well. Yes, I even fixed a broken laptop, much to my own amazement, as well as everybody else's. Not quite sure what it was that I actually did, but the result was that I fixed the laptop. Great for the business owner involved, because otherwise she would have been consigned to doing things on her phone and tablet. Anyway, as I say, you learn what you teach. So whilst I was doing a lot of the helping and teaching at the same time, I achieved some huge breakthroughs in my own business plan and learned a lot about where the gaps in my own plan and my own business structure were, simply by teaching and helping others. The next lesson from this workshop is beginning with the end in mind. Again, this is something I've talked about a lot in various podcasts, the idea of beginning with the end in mind, starting with the end goal. And so in this case, the end goal was a seven-figure rolling revenue in the next 12 to 18 months. So each business is going to be at slightly different time point. But then from there, working backwards to develop the plan to get there, the products, the services required for that, what resources are then going to be required to deliver that plan. And then taking into account the seasonalities in each business and drilling down the plans to monthly and even weekly focus areas. When you look forward from current to this plan that's now been developed from the end goal in mind, working backwards, then looking forwards from current position gives you a really clear path to reach the goal. I can't emphasize that enough, because a lot of the businesses that came along on this retreat, I think, were a little bit overwhelmed right at the beginning when they started thinking big and dreaming big and developing these huge audacious goals as to how they were going to deliver that. But when we work backwards from the goal and built the structure going into that, then they built their own clear path to get to that goal. And, you know, what we heard so often was, oh, I really can see how I'm going to get there now. I know what I have to do. I know I can do this. So that was awesome. Now, I've already mentioned the power of focus, and so that was another lesson that I've got bullet pointed here in my notes. As I say, getting away from the business and the day-to-day environment, allowing each business to focus on the planning. So focus was really important. So we achieved that focus over those 5 days we had, and I was simply blown away by the level of intensity and application that people then brought to the table. So obviously there were no email distractions, no phone calls to put out fires, although we did have to put out one fire, Joanne, didn't we? And in fact, the internet connection in the resort was so shaky that Facebook posting and reading was also a real challenge. And that kept us focused a little bit. Now, the other lesson I took away from this planning retreat was the power of mastermind. And again, this is something that I was reminded of because it's not new to me. Having like-minded businesses in the same room sharing the learnings and committed to helping one another succeed is just awesome. The power of that is really magic. There's a magic exponential power unleashed when people join and work together in this way. And we certainly had some awesome businesses and awesome people in this group. Now, of course, the best way of identifying gaps and fixing them in your own business is by helping others. Often what you help others with also needs addressing in your own business. And I certainly found that. I had some big breakthroughs simply by helping other businesses get clear about their business. And all of a sudden, I started seeing my own business more clearly and my own plans became much more concrete and clear. The next lesson I took away from this planning retreat was the power and the beauty of frameworks. So what do I mean by framework? Well, if you think of the game of noughts and crosses, that is a framework. And if you can lay out large and more complex things in frameworks, then it really helps you simplify things. I really need that because I like to have complex things simplified. And I like to have an overview and a structure to those complex things. So one of the frameworks that we used the master framework that we used in constructing this entire course was that of the ESIP framework thinking model from NLP for structuring the entire workshop. And this is based on environment, structure, implementation, and people. So that's the ESIP part. So the environment and structure are required before you actually take any action. And this is where a lot of people actually miss the boat, because they ignore environment and structure and they go straight to implementation and people. And then you hear things like so-and-so is not doing his job properly, whereas what the real issue is that the environment and structure is not there in place to allow so-and-so to do their job properly. Now, the environment covers things like vision, values, purpose, culture, outcomes, standards, and expectations. It also covers the physical environment. So we considered that during the workshop. So I talked about the location we had, the amount of light we had, the natural light in the room, taking care of participants, so making sure that their food needs were met, making sure that any special dietary needs were met, making sure that they were comfortable, they had a great place to stay, that the whole environment that they were staying in and that they were participating in this workshop was taken care of really well. So that addressed this in terms of the workshop. In terms of structure, that covers things like systems and processes, documentation, benchmarking performance, and then the dimensions, limits, and extent of experience. So the workshop agenda, for example, was a key part of the structure of the workshop. And without that workshop agenda, obviously, it would have been far less successful, if indeed even a total failure. Then the implementation part clearly is things like the events, the tasks, the actions, and the measures to know if we're on track. That's another really key thing to bring into implementation, knowing whether you're actually on track or not, and then having the behavioral flexibility to adapt if things are not quite working out as intended. And then, of course, people. The people are your staff, and this category also covers the needs of the staff, such as coaching, mentoring, training, feedback, and developing their capabilities. So that's one of the frameworks we used. We also had a lot of other frameworks, such as a 3x3 marketing framework for the entire marketing strategy for your business, a 9-step sales framework that worked us through a strategic way to convert leads into sales, and that was awesome as well. So frameworks really helped develop some structure around the processes that we had in place there. The next learning that I took away is the power and the beauty of the Disney Creativity Strategy. So what the Disney Creativity Strategy is, it's obviously inspired by Walt Disney, who it's named after. And of course, he's famous for having creative ideas and turning them into reality. The strategy has since been modeled by an NLP expert, Robert Dills, in 1994. And it's a great tool to move from creative thinking through to logical planning and critical analysis, and then into implementation thinking. So the way it works is you have a separate physical area for each of these thinking mindsets. So you have a dream room where you do the creative thinking. You come up with the ideas, the potential products and services that will grow your business to this seven-figure state. Then going on to the logical planning and critical analysis, which is in what's called the reality room. So this is where you then look at those ideas, think which one of those is sensible, which one of those fits with the vision and values and the resources and capabilities of the business, where are the gaps, what needs to happen to address those gaps. And then you move on into what's called the sweat room, which is where you work on the implementation of the ideas. Then you kind of cycle back to the reality room, because as you work on planning the implementation of a particular idea, you'll find that there's issues and challenges that need to be addressed, and you go back into the reality room to identify those, and then back into the dream room, the creative thinking area, to come up with innovative ideas to overcome those challenges or barriers. And so on. So it's kind of a cycle that you work through, and you go from room to room in order to change your thinking mode and change the way you actually tackle these problems and work on the problem right at the moment. It reminds me a little bit of the Edward de Bono model of six thinking hats, although it's the, you know, the Six Thinking Hats is a little different in how it operates, but it is a change of thinking mindset by changing a hat. The Disney creative strategy is changing your thinking mode by moving into a different physical space in a different room, as he calls it. So that's pretty much the lessons that I took away from that planning workshop, other than, of course, we did come away with a fantastic action plan that I'm now in the process of working my way through and will be over the next 12 months, and that's going to result in some massive growth for our business. So stay tuned for that, and I will definitely be sharing some of that exciting news as it pans out and as things happen. Now, the final lesson, I think, did I mention that planning can be fun? So it was a huge blast. It was a wonderful tropical island location. We had swimming facilities. We had a gym. We had massages. We had spas. We had our own personal spa in every villa. We had, I even went on a mountain bike ride around the island. I discovered the only hill on the island, which was not hard to discover, but not easy to ride up because there was an incline of about 20% there. And without being clipped into the pedals and without having the ability to put full power on the total rotation of the pedals, and that means I was only able to push down, not pull up and pull back, I had less than half power. So I have to make a confession, I got off and walked up that steep bit of the hill. Nevertheless, we did have fun. As I said, planning can be fun. We also did some photography. Well, I did a lot of photography walks, but I also conducted a little mini photography workshop after one of the daily sessions with the group. So if anybody's interested in seeing the photographs I took of that, I'll post a link in the show notes to my photography website so you can go and have a look at that. And you can see what a great place we went to, and maybe it'll start getting you thinking about doing something similar, because we are planning on running this event again next year, and we're going to be incorporating all the lessons we've learned and all the things that we know we can do better for next year. So stay tuned for that. Now, I did promise that I had a prize for people for the Business Systems Summit. So just a reminder, businesssystemssummit.com. The event is a global online event running over 2 days on June 22nd and June 23rd this year. It's featuring 30 experts, people like James Tuckerman, people like John Jantz, people like Troy Dean, Mike Rhodes, Dale Beaumont, Brad Sugars, and I'm also amongst that group, and my friends Simon Kelly and Dave Jennings are also presenting and doing many of the interviews of some of those entrepreneurs. So those experts are sharing their best systems, their best processes, and their checklists. And the event is actually free. The event is free to attend. So go to that website and register. Now, here's the prize. There is an all-access pass to this event. And what that gets you is a whole lot of extra goodies, as well as ongoing access to all the events. So you don't have to listen. So the free event, you have to listen live. If you have an all-access pass, you can listen live, but you also have the recordings available to you. You will have all of those processes documented available to you. Now, you won't have them in the format that the expert actually put them together. You will have them in the format that all 30 experts have had their input to that process and have edited it and improved it. So there are going to be some awesome processes. I'm looking to swipe all of those myself to up my whole process game. So if you're looking to improve your own systems and processes in your business, if you're looking to learn about how to go about setting up your own systems and processes, then this event is definitely a must. It should be an absolutely awesome value add and great way to spend those 2 days. But as I said, I have three all access passes where you'll have access to the process documentation itself and to the recordings of the event, plus there's a whole lot of other goodies that we're putting together at the moment. Those passes are valued at $395 US each. Now I have three of those to give away. Here's what you have to do. Go down into the comments underneath the blog post for this podcast and give us an outline of what your biggest challenge is around planning and around processes. So I'd like to hear both of those things. So I've been talking about planning and running a planning workshop. I've been talking about setting goals and achieving some pretty audacious ones. And I've mentioned the Business System Summit. So I'd like to hear from the listeners, what are your major challenges around planning and around systems and processes? And I'll take executive decision, pick the three best ones from that, and those people will get a free all-access pass to the Business System Summit from me. All right, so that's all for today. If you like what we're doing here, then pop on over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review there so that we can share this information more widely. I think that's always a good contribution to make. And also leave us a review there in terms of letting us know how we're doing. That will be wonderful. If you have any guests or any content that you want us to cover on future InnovaBuzz podcasts, please let us know there. In the meantime, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.